It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
Coming up on this podcast are three unique interviews. The first is with the retiring Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce manager, Jerry Apker. Then we have the June 2020 Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, Quincy Steak and Spirits, with owner-manager Gina Balsenga. And wrapping up this podcast is the June featured business, Net Zero Rocky Mountain, featuring father and son team, Chris and Ryan Martin.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for June 2020. Part of each month's podcast is to introduce our listeners to our local Chamber of Commerce and the good folks behind the scenes. This month, we're talking with Jerry Apker. Jerry is the Chamber Manager. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, first, let's get your story. You were part of one of the first podcasts we produced for the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce in September last year. And as a quick synopsis, you are originally from Washington State. You moved to Colorado with your parents, you went to college at CSU, graduated with a degree in wildlife biology, went to work for the Division of Wildlife?
It was at the time, Division of Wildlife at the time, and then they changed their name in the latter part of my career to Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Okay. You worked there as a wildlife officer in several places in Colorado. You retired after 38 years, and not long after that, you took the position as our chamber manager here. Did I miss anything?
I guess I get to say that I've had a blessed life. I'm living a blessed life.
Wonderful. What do you do in your off time, Jerry? Do you have any particular hobbies or special interests?
Well, I've always loved to fish, and so I love all kinds of fishing, fly fishing, bait fishing, spinner fishing. I like trying to think like a fish. They got a small brain, and so that suits me to a T. I do a lot of yard work with my wife, and I enjoy reading, and I also enjoy writing, and I'm looking forward to doing a little more of that in the near future.
What are your favorite types of books?
Oh, actually, all kinds of things. Historical novels, biographies. I love reading the biography about John Adams and Andrew Hamilton. Those were amazing reads. A little dense on the Ulysses S. Grant book. That was a little hard to get through. And for just quick reads, of course, mystery and spy novels and police detective novels.
Well, for the big news, and some may not be aware, you are retiring from your position as the chamber manager for the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce at the end of May. How long did you actually serve as chamber manager, Jerry?
Oh, just under 3 years. I started in the fall of 2017 and now quitting here at the end of May, so not quite 3 years.
Well, we appreciate everything you did. What do you think are some of the most important things you accomplished during your time as chamber manager?
I guess I would say that personally, I accomplished nothing but working with the board of directors, good leadership from Linda Burnett, the president, and Gary Wilkinson, the vice president, and just direction from the board and some of the individual board members. You know, we were lucky. We actually had pretty good staff while I was there. Besides myself, we had another part-time employee working during that time and then volunteers on all the different events. So I don't think I accomplished personally anything. I helped the chamber with special events and helped the chamber reach out to the community a little bit more, reach out to Monte Vista city government, try and work collaboratively. You know, I've always believed that the things that you do are less important than the people that you do them with. And when you make people important, you know, make sure that they know that they're valued and important to you. you can accomplish some amazing things. In fact, I have it on my wall right here. It says, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't care who gets the credit. I've never believed that I personally accomplish anything. I just work with really good people and they make me look good.
Wise words. Well said, Jerry. What are some of the positive changes that did come about during your tenure as chamber manager?
Well, I think while I was there, we've worked hard to improve the credibility and the standing of the Chamber of Commerce in the community. And I don't think it's any big secret that the chamber didn't have a very good reputation when I first started working there. And I really didn't honestly know very much about the Chamber of Commerce, partly because I worked primarily in government, but also because they just didn't have much of a profile in the community. And we wanted to raise the awareness in the community that the Chamber of Commerce is a force to try to advance just a really great quality of life in Monte Vista. And having a great quality of life makes for a good business community.
Well, we've certainly seen some very positive changes come about, too, since we've been here, well, almost 3 years now. What are some of your most memorable times or events as chamber manager?
Well, I think in terms of events, probably the most memorable to me was the Taste of the San Luis Valley. That was one that literally, I think, Ken Hamco and I, who was one of the chamber directors, he and I sort of planned that out just by ourselves. Ron and Glenda Martinez were a tremendous help, and there were volunteers that stepped up, obviously, to implement it. Again, credit goes to the so many people that stepped up and provided equipment and materials and supplies to do it. And then the influence of Ron and Glenda Martinez, the owners of Mountain View, their influence in the restaurant community and the food and beverage community, they were able to persuade an awful lot of people to participate and had connections with bands and things like that. When it finally came off, actually, what I should say is when it was finally over with, I just breathed this great sigh of relief, but also a sigh of satisfaction that we had accomplished something really neat. And I still think that there's potential to do that kind of thing again in the future. Obviously, with coronavirus, that would look entirely different, but that's not going to be around forever. And who knows, another year down the road, we could have a music festival or another Taste of the San Luis Valley out there at Chapman Park.
We were there. That was a great event. A whole lot of fun, a lot of happy people, a lot of good food.
Yeah. The other things that I've really enjoyed is just seeing the community's reaction to the swoop of the cranes, something that I collaborated with Ken Hamco. I certainly put the credit to Ken Hamco as the driving force in the swoop of the cranes. But a testament to the amazing talent of primarily local artists. Almost all of the artists were from right here in Monte Vista community. There were a few of them from up in Creed and one from up in Salida area, but all the rest are Monte Vista artists, and they have amazing talent. And then just watching, again, before all of this coronavirus stuff hit, the people driving through town and stopping and looking, the people walking along the street, I had never seen so many people just casually strolling along the sidewalks and enjoying those things and taking pictures of them and posing with them. It's really a neat thing. It was not great in terms of making money for the Chamber of Commerce, but that was never the primary reason for doing it. The primary reason for doing it was to really get people to stop and take a look and maybe take a stroll down Adams and stop at some of the restaurants and make another pit stop at the gas station and then drive down to the grocery store, generate that kind of interest and excitement in the community. So that was really fun. And then the other thing about the events, perhaps one of my favorite just to enjoy is the Ag Conference. Wildlife management is at its root about growing things, about growing wildlife, obviously different from agriculture, but it's still about growing things. And there's an affiliation between wildlife managers and people that are tied to the land. Resource managers and farmers and ranchers are resource managers. So getting to reacquainted with some of the people that I've known over the years at the Ag Conference and then meeting new folks that are involved in growing stuff was always enjoyable to me.
That is a huge event here every year. It's so wonderful to see. We went for our first time this year and really enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah, and the technology is getting so good and the resources to really help improve farming and ranching and then just marketing farming and ranching is there's a lot more to it than most people think.
Jerry, the chamber's still working to find your replacement. What words of wisdom would you like to leave for the next chamber manager?
Well, I don't think you can go wrong with the phrase that I have up here on my wall saying, you know, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't care who gets the credit. That's one thing, but maybe more important than that is being committed to the community. And by that, I mean really embracing the community and embracing all aspects of the community from our nonprofits to our senior citizens, to our schools and the youth that are growing into it, to our local governments, and then all of our businesses as well. I've always believed that a truly healthy community is a vibrant community, and that vibrance translates to a robust business community, a robust nonprofit social services type community, and a robust arts community. And I think that we need to work on all three of those elements, not saying that any one is necessarily more important than the other. You know, if you come right down to it, if you don't have a good business community, you're not going to have all the other things too. But the other things work into business as well.
What brings you back around too to something you started last year, which is the Brown Bag Luncheon Series? And obviously with the whole COVID thing, we can't be doing it right now, but that's all part of that healthy, vibrant community mindset.
That's right. And, you know, we always just wanted to try to get more information out to the public about different aspects and resources available to help make a healthier community. So it was great to get involved with Valleywide Health Services and San Luis Valley Health, the Rio Grande Hospital. We had Brian Salazar on tap to do the one in March, and then we got closed down with the coronavirus or the COVID restrictions. And I was really disappointed. I think maybe Brian breathed a sigh of relief because he's not much for being in the public eye, but he was willing to step forward and try and provide more information about what your local pharmacist can provide for you.
I'd bet he'd be willing to step up again once we open everything back up.
Well, that may be one of those things that I just have to volunteer to help coordinate and ramrod after I leave. I may have to go over there and twist his arm a little bit to say, come on out, talk to us about pharmacy.
Jerry, why is it so important for a local business not just to join our Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, but become an active member as well?
When you come right down to it, it's the connections. It's either the business relationships you've developed, just getting to know some of the local bankers who all of the local banks are chamber members. You can always make linkages that way. And getting to know them on a less formal basis than maybe a quote-unquote business relationship. They call it networking, and I hate buzzwords because I think that they almost oversimplify what's really going on. But when you meet somebody over a glass of wine or just a sandwich at a local restaurant, and you talk with them about stuff, you know, I had the opportunity to meet and visit with the new manager, relatively new manager of KSLB Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we just happened to meet at one of the local restaurants. We had a sandwich together. We visited about possibilities. And when I mentioned to him about the taste of the San Luis Valley and that at the second year, it was harder to drum up interest and whatnot, and his eyes kind of lit up and he said, you know, he says, I've had this idea about a music festival. And I said, you know, that's a great idea. And obviously, we didn't get the chance to pursue it because I think we met in February and then all the rest of this stuff blew up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kind of thing that, had I not been involved in the Chamber of Commerce, actively involved as the chamber manager, I never would have had the opportunity to visit with Mr. Richards, and I never would have had the opportunity to explore that possibility. And I still think it's a great idea. And those are the kinds of connections, informal relations, and all of a sudden an idea sprouts. And there's business for the community. There's an opportunity. And that kind of thing can happen when people become members and get involved in the chamber.
I agree. We've met with Bob a few times, and although we're different forms of media, we've kicked a lot of ideas around and look forward to working with them too. Jerry, if you had the power to change one misconception or preconceived notion about our chamber, what would that be?
Well, probably that it's just an information center. I think a lot of people see that we're located there at the information center, which has been around since 2000, I think, or 1999. And they think that whoever's there is just running the information center. And then all we do is man some phones and answer some questions, which obviously is part and parcel of what we do there on behalf of the city. And that's another example of a great partnership. The city lets us use that space for our offices, so long as we help run the information center and answer those phone calls and respond to those inquiries from visitors coming through. It gets really busy during certain times of the year. Summer obviously is busy with people dropping in. The chamber gets involved in planning most of the major events, not all of them, but most of the major events here in the Monte Vista community. And if we're not involved in it directly in terms of planning, we're always there to help in terms of promotion. So we will actively reach out to some of our advertising partners and marketing partners like SL Voices, but also the newspapers and the radios. And then we have connections beyond the San Luis Valley that we can reach out to help do our promotions as well.
You want to use every avenue available. Absolutely.
Right. So the chamber's involved in a lot of other things. And then just ideas like the Brown Bag Luncheon Series the crane swoop, those kinds of things are generated by either the board of directors or citizens. The powwow that's being planned obviously is not going to be done this year, but I don't see any reason why it can't be done in future years. Mm-hmm. And we may not be directly involved in planning it, but we're going to be involved in promoting it and advertising and helping to get the word out.
You're a powerful force.
Well, we try to be.
Jerry, where do you see the town of Monte Vista, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
You know, things happen slowly here in the San Luis Valley, and we're not going to grow like the Front Range. I think we'd be deceiving ourselves and deluding ourselves to believe that that's what the Monte Vista area is going to look like. I don't see any major, major chain retailers coming into the Monte Vista community. But the Monte Vista community, I think, can become more of a nexus for access to other places in the San Luis Valley. You know, I mean, outside of Alamosa, we probably have the most hotel space in Rio Grande County. And I think that the hotels could begin to promote access to the fact that Sand Dunes is only 45 minutes away. The Cumbres-Toltec Railroad is only 45 minutes away. If you stay in Creed and you want to go experience those things, you've got a 2-hour drive. But from Monte Vista, Creed's only an hour away, and you get to go up there and enjoy, you know, the amazing, beautiful, historic town of Creed and come back to stay in Monte Vista. And I think that we could do those kinds of things in a more collaborative and partnered way with the tourist attractions that are located in other communities.
You really are centrally located.
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's why I live here, is because I just think Monte Vista is one of the best communities in the San Luis Valley. And not to put anybody else down, because everybody has pride in their community. Mm-hmm. But when I moved back to the San Luis Valley in 1990, after leaving the valley from my early days of my career in the Division of Wildlife, I came back and I could have lived anywhere in the San Luis Valley. And I looked all over the place. I looked up in Del Norte and South Fork because I love the mountains. I looked in Alamosa because of the amenities and the university right there. But Monte Vista is a beautiful community. It's a faith-based community, which I really liked. And it just was a great place to begin to raise a family. And so my two kids got to grow up here in Monte Vista. I love it.
Future plans? What are you going to do with your time now, Jerry?
Well, I've always had in mind a couple of book ideas. I have written some portions of those books in part and fleshed out some of the ideas and plot lines. So I hope to just spend a little bit more time writing. I hope to spend a little bit more time reading. And obviously, I hope to spend a lot more time fishing. And my wife always has ideas for me to get things done around the house if she thinks I'm spending too much time dilly-dallying on these other things.
So she's got a honey-do list for you.
Oh, yeah. And my wife and I both love to travel, and we have in mind someday we want to cross from the Atlantic to the Pacific through the Panama Canal, or vice versa. Her roots go all the way back to Spain, and so at some point we would like to take a trip back to Portugal and Spain, and maybe even drift over to Italy. Who knows?
I hear there's a really neat train, I believe it runs through Canada, from the east to the west coast, and the best time to take that is in the fall to experience the color, so that may be something else to consider.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that, but the Trans-Canada Railroad, yes. It's supposed to be an amazing trip.
Jerry, anything else you'd like to mention, sir?
I just want to encourage people in the Monte Vista community to be active in the community, to not get down on one another, to be positive, that no problem is insurmountable if we have faith and work together.
Well, on behalf of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, the City of Monte Vista, and all the businesses you have served with knowledge and encouragement, we want to sincerely thank you for your valuable service to our community. You're going to be one tough act to follow, Jerry, and thank you. We wish you the best as you move on in your new season of life. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate your time here on the podcast.
Great food and a welcoming atmosphere and superior service. That's Quincy Steak and Spirits in downtown Monte Vista. Owner and manager Gina Balsinga has all the details and a special offer just for you.
Have a taste for a really good piece of prime rib? Want to indulge in some filet mignon? Well, you don't have to travel far. In fact, these and more great foods are available right here in downtown Monte Vista. To find out more, we're talking with Gina Balsinga. Gina is the owner-manager of Quincy's Steak and Spirits. Gina, thank you for joining us. First, let's get your story. Where are you originally from?
Well, I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri. Moved out to Colorado about 7 years ago. Ended up in Fair Play and then at the Buena Vista Quincy's. So that's kind of how I got down here.
So that's how you ended up in Monte Vista then, ultimately?
So from Buena Vista, I reached out to Rich Sanderson, the owner of Quincy's, and told him I'd sure like to manage or own one of his properties. So a few weeks later, he actually called and I moved to Monte Vista to manage Quincy's.
When did that happen?
That was April of last year.
Gina, tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history. What have you done prior to Quincy's?
Well, I've been a foodie my whole life, starting at 16. I have a degree in hotel restaurant management from the University of Missouri. Learned my work ethic at the Marriott, and then just went on to open restaurants for people, manage restaurants for people. It's just always been in my blood.
Quincy's Steak and Spirits is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce's Business of the Month for June. So congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
Can you tell us a little history of Quincy's? How did the restaurant chain come about in the first place?
Well, I think as a lot of people know, they have been around for a while. Rich Sanderson started in Leadville with the Quincy's in 1997. So the original owner of Quincy's was also raised in the business. He opened the Quincy's in Leadville and went on to open four more Quincy's. Our Quincy's here in Monte Vista was opened November 2016.
Do you know how they came up with the name?
I do. The inspiration of the name came from the historical Quincy block in Leadville. So he adopted that name just to sort of stay in the spirit of that.
So I understand the menu is consistent across all five locations. What is the thinking behind that?
And the menu does vary a little as the different managers, owners try different things. Some do offer a sirloin, which I do not do. The beauty of the menu is the simplicity. We always can count on our products being consistent when we order them, receive them. Our cooking of everything is consistent. Rich had quite a vision about how things were to be done to keep it simple and amazing.
Gina, describe these wonderful dinner specials that you offer.
Sunday through Thursday, we have our amazing bacon-wrapped filet mignon. We offer a 6, 9, 12, or 15 ounce. It comes with a fluffy baked potato, a wedge salad, and a slice of bread. Friday and Saturday, we do the prime rib dinner. And as you may know, it comes in the 8, 12, 16, and 20 ounce cuts, also with the baked potato salad and bread.
You're making me hungry just listening. Oh, my.
Thank you. I'm glad.
And desserts, you offer them too, and understand they vary by location?
They can vary. I believe we all offer a cheesecake. A couple of the Quincy's do have a little bit fancier dessert. I'm just trying to keep things simple. So we offer a basic cheesecake, which everyone seems to love. And then you can select a sauce to go with it. Berry sauce, chocolate sauce, caramel or turtle, my favorite, chocolate, caramel and nuts. And then we also have something called the Bob, which is all of the toppings, including that berry with the turtle. People really seem to like that.
So what do you believe is the big draw to Quincy's? I mean, is it the food, drinks, atmosphere, maybe a combination?
I was going to say a combination. I think we have a really unique idea. It's very simple to order. You know what you're going to have when you come in the door. Our service is amazing. The people down in Monte Vista are amazing. Our prices are great. Our food is good. So we really just kind of sell ourselves.
It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
Gina, what kind of precautions are you taking to serve your customers during this time?
Well, as everyone knows, this is a concern right now. So we are following all of the recommendations that the health department has put out for us. So that includes wearing a mask, monitoring our employees' health and logging that, sanitizing each night and after each customer leaves. We certainly are doing everything we can to still provide a great product and a nice evening while being safe.
Now, of course, you can get mixed drinks, but the bar area is not open yet?
That's right. It's a little bit disappointing, but I sort of understand it because obviously if people are sitting at the bar, they're sort of putting their breath forward. So we still have a full drink menu, and also we can do that on carryout right now.
You are offering carryout still, too.
We are.
Why did Quincy's Steak and Spirits join the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Because it's the thing to do, because the Chamber of Commerce is awesome and helps get our business name out. I do think the Chamber does some amazing things. I really, and my staff and the customers have enjoyed the cranes that were put up. I think the Chamber in Monte Vista does a really good job.
Well, why do you feel it's important to support your local chamber?
Well, again, we want all businesses to prosper. We want Monte Vista to prosper. As you said earlier, a win-win. We help the chamber do well, and the chamber helps us do well.
Gina, anything else that you'd like to mention?
I'd just like to invite everyone in the Valley to come on to Monte Vista. Let me know that they heard me on the podcast, and I'll offer 20% off their dinner bill.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Gina, we want to certainly thank you for taking some time to talk to us about Quincy's Steak and Spirits right here in downtown Monte Vista. And again, if you're interested in a really good piece of prime rib or some filet mignon, this is the place to go. Gina, thanks so much.
Thank you, Adam.
Business owners are always looking for a way to save money. Rocky Mountain Net Zero is one company that can help. From retrofits to replacements and even rebates, they can help your establishment save money while enabling everyone to be able to see even better. Here to tell you all about the latest in high-tech LED lighting, our father and son team, Chris and Ryan Martin.
What business isn't interested in saving money? Well, if you're not aware of how much you can save on your lighting bill by switching to LED lights, keep listening. To learn more about this, we're talking with the folks at Net Zero Rocky Mountain. Joining us remotely are Chris Martin, who's in charge of business development, and Ryan Martin, who's the vice president. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank you.
First off, let's get your stories. Where are you all originally from?
My wife and I were living in Denver back in 2000, and my education has always been around energy. I got a cell phone call from my mother-in-law back in 2000. When I say cell phone, remember, 2000, they weren't really cell phones. They were those big bags of phones. I was pretty excited because it was one of the first times my darn phone ever rang. So she called me and says, hey, you guys interested in buying a motel? And I said, well, where is it? And she said, well, it's in Buena Vista. And of course, Buena Vista is a lovely town and we are in Denver. So I said, yeah, sure, sign us up. Kind of jokingly. The next day she called us back and said, start liquidating everything you own. You're moving to Buena Vista. So we moved to Buena Vista and that was back in 2000. 30 days later, we were actually running the motel and we had that motel for about 7 years. So until about 2007. And then we sold it and I started drifting back towards energy types of businesses and career paths. So that's kind of our story.
Well, Net Zero Rocky Mountain is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce's featured business for June. So congratulations, you two.
All right. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, your past, your history.
We're a father-son team. We've worked together on a lot of different things growing up. I helped him back in early high school with a wind generator business. I ended up going to college for music and vocal performance. And so that's kind of where my sales career actually started, because in that world, you really need to sell yourself. It's a lot of personal interactions and a lot of it's based on, you know, you versus me and selling myself as the product. My dad, he's a professional engineer and he spent his entire career around energy savings and commercial buildings. We started a business doing this LED lighting, a renewable energy, and I joined him probably about 2 years ago. After that, I decided this is probably the way I want to go because I'm still able to really help the environment and I can focus on energy and something that's very tangible for myself, but also take the sales skills that I developed with vocal performance and opera traveling the world.
That's an interesting application of your degree.
It sure is. Yeah, it's a bit different.
All right. Well, tell me about your business. What exactly is Net Zero Rocky Mountain and what do you gentlemen do?
As Ryan mentioned, started the business 3.5 years ago. I was commuting to Denver to go to work for an engineering company. So I was up at 4 a.m. Monday mornings and then home at 8 o'clock Friday night. And I did that for about 4 years. The income was good, but the lifestyle was not so good. I was working hard. Frankly, I'm 59 and I was working harder than I probably wanted to. And I have MS, so I was getting a little bit tired. I was working like I was a 25-year-old young engineer right out of school. I came back to Denver and then I took about 5 months and started looking at the LED lighting business. I'd looked at it before, but one of the challenges was the LED lights. They were always good, but they were at a price point that was just really prohibitive for a lot of people moving forward to them. They've come around since then. Their prices are significantly down. So anyway, I started taking a look on what to match up with our company. The way most LED lights are sold in the industry is they're sold to huge wholesaling companies out of Denver, basically huge middlemen company. Denver, of course, Pueblo, Colorado Springs, Fort Collins. There's large warehouses. All the lights go into these large warehouses. They wait for a phone call from an electrician. Then the warehouse guy, what they call an inside salesperson, goes and kind of grabs what's available. But with our company, with Net Zero, we buy directly from a company called Net Zero USA out of Atlanta. We do not sell our products through any of these warehouses. So what that means to the consumer is we can get the price point down lower than what they are getting them most of the time than what they're getting from their electrician. And they're dealing with a local company that actually can handle the business. We're primarily focusing on the Rocky Mountains, although we do get phone calls for projects down in Denver. Basically, all of our work has been from I-70 down to Alamosa over the last 3.5 years, and we've got about 150 clients. It's good. We're having fun.
What's the latest news concerning LED lighting? And on average, how much could a business typically expect to save?
Well, that's actually a pretty common question, probably one of our most asked questions with LED lights. What I usually tell my customers, as long as your lights are on 6 to 8 hours a day or more, depending on the type of light you use, but that's a good number, it's about 6 hours, you're probably going to save around 60% off of your light's energy bill. Now, that's vary depending on if you have a bigger metal halide in a shop or a smaller tube. It can vary around that 60%, but as far as what we replace it with, that's going to be the direct energy saving for usually more lumens, which means just brighter light. You need to have about 36 months payback. I've seen it's like long end. I've seen it as maybe as long as 40 months. On the shorter end payback, I've seen it as short as maybe 14 months. And that's really over the top. Those are for some big gym lights that are running for a lot of hours. So the payback on these, it's not like before when we were doing wind generators and stuff where it's a payback of 12 years or 15 years. This is something where even a tenant of a building, if they just re-signed a lease for a 5-year lease, they're going to make money by getting our lights because they'll have a payback within 2 years or 3 years. And then those next couple of years that their lease continues on, they're actually going to end up making money getting these LED lights.
Are there any rebates currently available for local people that switch to LED lighting?
Great question. Thanks for asking. The San Luis Valley is primarily served by two utility companies. One is REC San Luis Valley. They are a tri-state company. They buy their energy from Tri-State Utility. And yes, they do offer rebates. The other main player in the game, if you would be Xcel Energy. Xcel Energy serves all the area down there, primarily Alamosa and Monte Vista, but they have great rebates as well. What we have found is overall, Xcel's rebates are a little bit higher, except for a couple of products that are happen to be pretty common down in San Luis Valley, which is those outside wall packs. Those are the lights that go on the outside of a building. But to answer your question, yes, they both have rebates. Starting just this month, May 1st and November 1st, we just found this out last week, that Xcel Energy has given an incentive to move forward with their rebates. They've increased the rebates by 25% on all of their lights. This is a big number because generally they've been dropping rebates over the last couple of years, a little bit at a time, every 3 months. I don't know exactly why, but maybe it has something to do with the current business economy, but they've given a short-term 25% bonus to help encourage businesses to move forward with their rebates.
Now, if someone contacts you and wants to get hooked up with LED lights, you can help them move forward with rebates too. You know who to contact and everything.
We give our customers an option. We say, you know what, if you do not want us to file your rebates, just take 5% off the material costs and you guys can file your own rebates. They're not terribly hard, but honestly, they are 12 pages of paperwork. Most of our customers, that's not the business that they're in, is filling out rebates for utility companies. So we do the rebates for most of our customers.
Let's discuss the different types of LED lighting available. What different types of lights are there?
Just like everything, there's good, better, best just in any product market. Most LEDs are in the good category, so they're probably in the less proficient of the three. Reason is just because of the way the market started. It started coming from China in mass quantities, and so these LEDs were made in just the quickest way we can put them together. Earlier on, my dad had mentioned the price point of these LEDs being more expensive. They had to make these products cheaper to compete with the prices of what they should be and where they are now for higher end quality LEDs. A lot of LEDs come from Amazon, Home Depot, Lowe's, those type of stores, and most of those all have that same quality level diodes, unfortunately. It's based on milliliters of diodes. Essentially, ours are just bigger, higher quality diodes. The Amazon category, the reason we also want to avoid that, it's even more important now, especially with everything going on with the COVID and our local economies. This net zero, it allows people to keep the market local. We get to use local electricians. We're a local company. we're not using these third-party companies and we're keeping our business local. And as we all know right now, with everything going on, that's really important. There's a brand, it's called Rab, R-A-B. That is one brand that I would recommend besides Net Zero as far as a screw and light bulb. That's something that we have found out as far as if somebody needs to use a screw and light bulb for a business, it's just a little bit higher quality diode. And so when you look out down a hallway or down a shelving line, you see consistent colors and there's not flickering. With that, most of our customers are pretty happy because now we can offer that lower price point and a lot higher quality LEDs.
Well, why do you advise against going just on, let's say, Amazon for your lighting?
Another big reason is people aren't necessarily familiar with what to put in above their heads. This is what I specialize in. You know, I'm not running a paint store. I'm not running the car mechanic shop. And these guys, the light goes out, go to Amazon, they put a light above their head. But there's a lot of things as far as this might be too much energy. This might be the wrong color light. You might be buying something that is going to go out in 3 years as opposed to 10 years. And then it only has a 2-year warranty. Our product all have 7-year warranties. And this is all non-prorated. So if it goes out in 6.5 years, we refund the whole entire thing. You don't have to pay for 6.5 years of the light.
Let me have you repeat that again. I think that's extremely important for people to know. A 7-year non-prorated warranty?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you stopping me on that because that is one of our biggest talking points. This 7-year non-prorated warranty allows for our customers to get our lights. And if anything happens within those 7 years, the lights are covered 100%. And so that even means if one of the little diodes burns out in the entire fixture, that's considered not working, in our opinion, we'll replace it. Some of these other Chinese companies through Amazon, if you read the fine print, it says 50% of the fixture needs to be burned out or 30% of the fixture needs to be burned out. That doesn't help anyone out because they're sitting there with waiting for the next diodes to burn out above their heads. And they're not able to get new lights and it's just bad quality lighting. The other thing with these warranties, I actually ran into this with one of our customers. They were doing some cheaper tube LEDs and just lower quality. They still work, but just a cheaper LED tube. And they tried to get a warranty. They called China, especially with everything going on right now. Nobody's returning calls. They're saying, we'll get back to you. It's 2 weeks before they get an email back. And then let's say everything works smoothly. It would still be 8 weeks before you end up getting a new light between emails and being sent back from China and then shipping the bad product. Sometimes the bad product has to be shipped first to inspect it, and then you're sitting there without a light. This is all really big issues if you're running a business and you're just trying to have light and you turn it on at 8 a.m. and you turn it off at 5 p.m. So we're always right there. We're local. If you give us a call, we'll come right into your business and give it a look.
Just one more reason to do business local. I've got to ask this question. There are some concerns over LED lighting. Specific types are the K, which is the color rating. And along with this, I've read some concern over potential damage to your eyes. What information does Net Zero Rocky Mountain have available to address these particular concerns?
With color lighting, there's set numbers, 3,000, 3,500, 4,000, 5,000, and about 6,400. What that means to the consumer is the lower the number, the more yellow the light, the higher the number, the more blue the light. So if you're driving down the city highway and you see these really high parking lot lights or street lights, and they're almost impossible to look at because they're really this intense light, that's usually a 6,400K. Sometimes if they're a little bit higher quality LED, they do a 5,000K. Now, what that means for the consumer as far as health, the blue light is damaging to your eyes. We do not sell anything above a 5,000K for that reason. That's because a 5,000K can get anything done that a 6,400 blue K light can. The reason they also push these blue lights is a little bit more blue light can add a little bit more light and lumens. And so if they have a cheap LED, they'll bump it up to a 6,400K to try to get more light out, as opposed to just having a higher quality 5,000K with a pure white light. Now, that kind of light is fine if it's high up and kind of out of your face. If you start getting in working environments, office complexes, there are some cases where we use 5,000K in commercial aspects, but we always make sure that the diodes are covered. You don't want to be looking and being able to actually see those diodes when you look up. And a lot of times with LED tubes, you look up and you can see all those little dots in there and it's blinding and that's damaging to your eyes. So if you can actually see the diodes, you want to have 4,000K or less. It's a little bit of a softer white. That's going to allow the blue light to not be damaging. Or we make sure if it's a 5,000, it's a covered light or we have an acrylic cover. And that allows it to still be safe and have the correct quality light.
Y'all offer both retrofits and replacements?
I say yes, tentatively, because we do offer both, but I'd never want to just jump to say we offer one or the other. I would always like to see the application and just make sure, because a lot of times people want to just replace it and it might be cheaper to retrofit or vice versa. We're going to usually be on site. We've had a little bit of issues here with this COVID coming in and being in person, but 99% of the time we walk in, we sit there, we take photos, we show you our demos on what we would recommend and help you decide on what's going to be the best quality light. And that just depends. It's specific for each application.
So you're actually coming down on site, you're looking things over, you're giving people recommendations, and you go from there. Tell me about the free energy analysis you do, and what does that typically reveal?
We do a free site analysis, an energy analysis on the building. And what that normally involves is we actually go out and visit with a client. We're going to count the lights. We're going to count the exact nature of the lights. We're going to look at what they're currently doing with their lights. We do visit a lot with a customer on what they're trying to accomplish with their lights. Quite often we'll find customers that will say something of the nature of, well, our shop isn't lit too well, but it's really dark over here in this corner. It doesn't sound like much, but what we're looking to do is really solve their particular problems. So when we're all done, they're actually getting what they need. We do a site analysis and we do a performance analysis. We do an energy analysis and we come back with some numbers. It basically talks about three things you're going to find. How much is the energy savings, which as Ryan mentioned earlier, is typically anywhere on a low of 55 to 65% energy savings. That's fine, but how much does it save me in money? That's the next common question that people ask, and that's a fair question. And we'll do a payback analysis. We'll actually take a look at their utility bills, find out how much they're paying per kilowatt hour. We calculate in the rebates, and we say, okay, your dollar savings per month off your utility bill, your new electric bill might be $200 a month, where before it was $350 a month. So we'll give them a dollar savings that they're going to use. I think what's really unique with our company is we are a turnkey company. Often people will say, well, this sounds really good, but boy, I don't really have whatever the number might be, $2,000, $1,000, $25,000 to invest in lights. So we do a turnkey option with our customers, and about 25% of them take advantage of this to actually do a lease program. So the lease program, it's a capital lease with a dollar buyout at the end. And what that enables the customer to do is, their lease payment, for example, might be $200 a month, but their energy savings from going to LED lights might be $220 a month. So it's $220 that they're not paying Xcel Energy. They do have to pay the lease, of course, for $200 a month, but they're still saving. That's still a $20 savings, and we put all the lights in up front, all brand new lights, and never take a nickel out of their pocket. So we're just moving the payments from the utility company over to the lease program. And that works out very well.
Well, what brought you gentlemen to the San Luis Valley region in the first place?
Well, actually, we got into the San Luis Valley in kind of a roundabout way at first. Brandon Plain, he's with SDC Electric. He's one of our main electricians now. He actually helped us when we were in a bit of a bind up in Frisco, Colorado. He helped us finish the Napa Auto Parts up there and did a really great job. So he called actually with a referral from Hobbytown in Alamosa. You may know Hobbytown. It's pretty popular. It's owned by locals, Tammy and Matt Abbey.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're really involved in the communities. A lot of people know them. Well, they're moving their existing store down to downtown Alamosa, right on the main street there. So we said, well, let's take a look at the new store. And we just drove down and did what we did. And on our way into town, we started noticing, you know, there's a lot of businesses down here. As we're looking through windows, it may need some light. So we just kind of stopped in the first one and what was a Stanek Auto Body way into town, into Monte Vista. And we just started talking to those guys as father, son, just like us, and, you know, got along with them great. And, you know, they ordered just a couple lights. And that's usually actually what most people do. It's like they'll just order a couple lights at a time as their cash increases. And then we ended up going to Safeway just to take a lunch break really quick. And we saw the CPAC building. Walk in there, and we actually ended up meeting Jim. He's another really friendly local guy, very involved in the community. And we actually worked him up a quote for his entire office, and they got all new lights from us, and they got a really good rebate.
Well, who else are you working with over here?
We did some work at Miller Coors plant with Keith Cocking over there. We just did a small order with them. Our next big client was Formation Ag. This is a good example. Energy savings was important to those guys, but it was more about cosmetics and more about safety, because those guys are a high-tech manufacturing firm. In their back shop, they do some very detailed work. They need some good lights. and their lights in the back shop needed some upgrades. So we worked with Formation Ag, and we've got pretty much their whole building covered over there.
Fennell Garcia, he owns Absolute Shine, and he was super easy to talk to, as most people are, we've realized, in this valley. And so we started walking around, and we realized that he just had some of the older high bays that had T8 4-foot fluorescent tubes. You know, they work. It's just there can be something that's a lot better. And he had a very bright shop. I mean, that thing was very lit up. And so our main focus was to increase the lumens to match what his new shop had as far as brightness and lights. And so we actually ended up running a whole foot candle analysis, finding out the square footage of his shop, and then building in the schematics of where to put and what size of high bays to put in. And then he also did his paint booth as well. And we ended up putting in a covered diode strip kit in his paint booth of 5,000K, which is allows him to see the true color now when he's painting. And his rebate was
actually, it was pretty high.
Carl over there, Church Nazarene, he came by the trade show. It was back in February. We had a booth at that trade show. Carl came over and we started talking, and I worked up a quote for their gymnasium over there at the church and the inside of the church congregation. And he got his order in, and they're starting the congregation area now with their LEDs.
I'd like to also mention Mountain King Potatoes. They were also one of our larger clients. We did the entire second floor of Mountain King Potatoes, which was a pretty extensive retrofit. Now, on that one, we did replace their lights. So typically, we either retrofit the lights or we replace the lights. Some of those lights could have been retrofitted, but they were getting pretty old and the fixtures didn't really look maybe as nice as you would want to have in an office. So those, we actually replaced them with what's called a flat panel, which is a gorgeous light. It's almost like looking at a skylight in your office. On the outside of Mountain King, along Highway 285 heading north, we did their outside wall packs around their front parking lot. So we increased the safety and operation of those lights for the trucks coming and going.
You guys are busy. Wow. What kind of precautions are your installers taking during this time?
Like Ryan mentioned earlier, and I want to make sure this is understood, our company itself does not do the installation. We want to work with your local electricians. Sometimes, especially in your type of market where there's a lot of handyman guys that can fix a lot of things on their own, sometimes they do the install themselves. If we do get an electrical contractor like we have at Napa, we work with SDC Electrical, but we'll work with any contractor that the customer might have that wants to work with us. They work out the safety precautions dealing with the COVID and going in and out of the store. We don't get in the middle of that. We let the customer and the contractor work out to whatever they feel comfortable with.
So why did you gentlemen join the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, and why do you think it's important to support your local chamber?
Right now, we're current members of the Leadville Chamber, Buena Vista, Salida, Alamosa, and Monte Vista. I've always been a big proponent of chambers. I've sat on their different committees, been the president of the chamber. Community is just kind of what we are all about, making sure that we support the community. Ryan and I, when we came into Monte Vista and Alamosa area, we didn't want to be perceived as carpetbaggers coming in from a different part of the state. This is our valley too, even though we're up in Buena Vista. I consider this all our area. We support the chamber. The other reason that we joined is, Ryan kind of mentioned this, is when you walk into a business and you start talking with somebody, you either get a couple different responses, you know, from maybe not as friendly to very friendly. And almost without exception, the Monte Vista and Alamosa people have been very, very friendly. Even though they don't all buy lights, if you will, it's always like, here, you know, they'll slow down, they'll visit. We talk about family, talk about their homes, talk about their work. It's a great community. It's similar to Buena Vista and Salida, quite a bit different than Denver and maybe some of the other counties in the area. We've been involved in it, and we plan on staying involved. So we love the chamber and what they bring to the table.
Well, I remember meeting you gentlemen at one of our chamber mixers late last year.
That's right. Yeah.
Certainly welcome you. We're glad you're a part of the chamber. And anything else that either of you would like to mention?
Give us a call. Even if it's not something you want to do immediately, let's at least get you a number to put in your books to start planning. Sometimes our customers will do the whole building. Sometimes they'll do 3 or 4 or 5 lights, and then they'll call us a month later and they'll say, can I have 3 or 4 or 5 lights more? So whatever it is, let's just kind of start figuring this out, especially why we have the rebates going and the expanded rebates. These darn rebates are covering anywhere from 30 to 50% of the cost of the lights. With our high quality lights, by the way, some of these inexpensive lights from Amazon or Home Depot or whatever, they don't qualify for the rebate, so you don't hit the quality level.
Gentlemen, how does someone reach out to you? Of course, this information will be on the podcast page too, but if someone's just listening, how do they get in touch with you?
Just give us a call. My cell phone, 719-239-0023. The typical incoming phone call is, hey, you did some work for one of my buddies and we're considering LED lights, don't really know where to start. Wouldn't expect you to know where to start. There has been lots of stuff that's not so good got into the commercial market. Like any business, that hurts the whole industry because then you buy an LED light and then you think it's going to last 10 years and then on 1 year it's burned out. And what do you think? Well, you think the whole industry's bad. That's really not the case, but I get it. But anyway, give us a call is probably the best way.
Well, Chris, Ryan, we appreciate your time here telling us all about different aspects of commercial LED lighting. And obviously, again, if your business is interested in saving money, you need to reach out to these guys and find out what you can. That's Net Zero Rocky Mountain. Chris, Ryan, thank you both for your time.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Have a taste for a really good prime rib? Want to indulge in some delicious filet mignon? Then stop by Quincy's Steak and Spirits. Locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 138 Adams Street in the heart of downtown Monte Vista. Open 7 days a week from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. for limited dine-in or carry-out service. Call 719-852-8977. That's 719-852-8977. Or visit their website at quincystavern.com. That's quincystavern.com. Making high-tech LED lighting affordable and helping your business save money. That's the mission of Rocky Mountain Net Zero. Featuring a wide variety of long-life LED lighting solutions, they can assist with retrofits, replacements, rebates, and more. Call Chris or Ryan today at 888-326-2220. That's 888-326-2220. If it lights above your head, Rocky Mountain Net Zero is the company to call. Not yet a member of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce? Give them a call to find out all the benefits of being a Chamber of Commerce member and how to join at 719-852-2731 or stop by the chamber located at 947 First Avenue. Be sure to check back next month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.